Mitch Finley, 106.7 The Fan. High noon in the District of Columbia on a Scotty's Vodka Red Bull Friday. Scotty's Vodka, Maryland made, amazingly smooth and loved throughout the DMV.
Yeah,
much like Jeff Walker. And Detroit. Yeah. B. Mitch Finley brought to you by Rude HVAC Equipment. Check them out, rude.com, to find a contractor near you and available tax credits that help. B. Mitch, if it ain't rude, it ain't right.
Right.
Adam Peters, by the time he talked, it was midnight. It was late. And
I know, yeah.
And he was fired up. It didn't matter that it was late to him.
That man puts in work, brother.
Absolutely. I think I always believe in full transparency. You get to hear all the questions, all the answers. Here's Adam Peters.
Why Jaden? Why not Jaden? Jaden, he's to us, he's special in every way. On the field, off the field, I talked to him a couple times and I told him kind of what I told you guys the other day. Didn't really watch a lot of the quarterbacks hard during the season, being with the 49ers, and then I turned on Jaden for the first time here and I couldn't believe it. I honestly couldn't believe how good he was, and saw him on TV, saw him on highlights and everything, but when you really study him as a quarterback, just as a quarterback, he's really, really good. And just the way he could process, the way he could see the field, go through reads, deliver on time, deliver with pressure in his face, take a hit and deliver a third down pass and move the chains. He's the best deep ball thrower we thought in the draft. And that's even before you start watching him run. And the way he runs, he just kind of, we talk about it, kind of takes your soul as a defense. You know, you think you got him, and then all of a sudden he rips off a 40-yard run. And this is against the SEC. This isn't against, some lower competition. This is against the best of the best. So for all those reasons on the field and off the field, I can't say enough about him. And we did a lot of work on all these guys. We did a lot of work on Jaden. And in terms of every single person we spoke to, it was just exemplary as a person, personal character, football character, his work ethic, his football intelligence, how much he cared, his leadership, how he is as a teammate. They were all exemplary, and we went back to high school. We went back to Arizona State and Herm Edwards. His personal quarterback coaches, his LSU, and all the staffers at LSU, Brian Kelly there. Every single person you talk to, it was the same answer. So we felt so good about how awesome of a person that he was on top of watching all that tape. So, it was really – it made us feel really, really good about making this pick. And If we could have run it up, we would have run that pickup. We waited a little while because I think they tell us to do that, but we couldn't be happier.
When did you had said last week that you were still kind of working through something, but when did you really settle on him for sure?
Yeah, I think you guys kind of getting to know how we do things and going through the whole process, I think is important. And I think I said this last week too. You don't want to make a decision until you have to, because you never know what's going to happen. But that being said, we knew it was Jaden for a while, and it would have taken a lot for it to not be Jaden personally, or just in reality. I mean, and it was the building. The whole building was, I would say unanimous on that one, and it's easy to see why.
Was there any opportunity to move up from 36 to get back into the first round? Was that ever in play?
Yeah, if there was one of the players that we would have wanted to get up, we would have tried to, and we did. We made a couple calls, but nothing materialized.
With Dan and for Cliff, what stood out about Jaden? The fit there, I guess, particularly with what Cliff wants to do for this offense.
Yeah, I think with Cliff, what's great about Cliff is he can really mold the offense around anyone. That's what one of his, as Q says, superpowers, right? So he's going to build the offense around Jaden, And he's worked with a lot of athletic quarterbacks, so he knows how to do that. And there's some terminology carryover. You know, I think just as you go anywhere, there's terminology carryover and concept carryover. And they've discussed a little bit of that. So they're already vibing, and it's going to be, you know, it's going to be a really great marriage with him and really all of our offensive coaches, Brian and Tavita and Blau in that room. And so we're just ready to surround him and support him to be the best he can.
I hate to go back to this, but what was sort of your reaction to the whole top 30, top golf, just the overall mass reaction to that? What did you think about that?
For me personally, you know, we believed in what we did. You know, we believed that it was a really good process and an enjoyable process. And, you know, sometimes there's not a whole lot going on. You know, when you're waiting 2 weeks or whatever for the draft and there's not a whole lot to talk about and something kind of gets legs and it is what it is, you know. But, I try not to worry about that too much. You know, we'll always do an after action plan, say what could we have done better, what could we have done better really, or what did we do well also. And so we'll challenge ourselves. But I think in the end, it was almost overwhelmingly positive in terms of not only everybody's experience, but what we got out of it too.
I don't know, we're going back and forth here. With regards to, you just said, like, sometimes there's not a lot to talk about, some topics bubble up, that you guys were as quiet as you were became a notable subplot throughout this whole time, including going back to the coaching search. I guess just how much is it for you, is that exactly what was that what you wanted to be, as go as dark as possible, and what did you kind of make of the reaction to the fact that nobody seemed to know what you guys were thinking?
I think that's just a reflection of the people in this building and really being committed to this team and you know, keeping what's in-house. So, you know, I'm proud of our team for that. I'm proud of the people in this building for keeping things under wraps. You know, what was that? Yeah. It's like my walk-off music. I can leave now. I think that's probably what I take out of it, Ben, is just I'm proud of our guys and men and women who didn't, you know, didn't let anything out of the building.
Adam, you mentioned him playing in the SEC, and one of the things you always hear about is SEC speed, which mm-hmm. is different from everybody else's speed. How did he attack that SEC speed, whether it was off the edge, corners, rotation, you know, different defenses, athletic defensive players, how did he attack that?
Yeah, I think it's a real skill as a quarterback runner, and some quarterbacks really just know how to do it. It's instinct. He has great speed and great acceleration, but he's also a really, really like instinctive, talented runner. And the way I would describe it is slashing. So, one, he's very decisive when he runs, and you have to be decisive in this league especially, but SEC too, but this league especially, because if you're indecisive, these guys are big and fast, and they're going to get on you. And they're also, you know, 255 pounds, and they still run as fast as you. So what he does, he's very decisive, and he slashes. So he's never breaking down. He's never breaking stride. He's attacking edges. And if you watch the tape, there's defenders that think they have him a great angle on him, and then the next thing you know, he's gone because he's never slowing down and he's attacking edges. So I think you can teach that, but a lot of it's instinct and also just he is really fast. You know, he's going to run over 21 miles an hour, which is as fast as quarterbacks get, really. You know, that and maybe Justin Fields and Lamar. You know, those are the guys that run that fast. So, you know, I think it's a combination of his speed and his talent, his instinct, and really his toughness, and just, like, he's got it all.
Yeah. He attacked that speed mentally in terms of processing what he saw.
Really well, really well. That was something you look at, and you can see how does he get through his reads, and does he know where to go with the ball? Does he see the blitz? Does he know where his hots are? And that was, you know, I think, you know, I keep talking about being able to play the position first. And he can do it, and he does it really, really well. And that's, you know, that's a big part of it.
Adam, you kind of mentioned that during the process where there's not real information, stories, reports, whatever, kind of bubble up, there was a repeated one that maybe Jaden didn't want to come to Washington. Did that ever get to your radar? Was that ever a discussion point for you guys?
Not for us, not internally. He never expressed that to us, and really expressed, you know, that he was really happy to be wherever he went, you know, and that's the attitude that I think anybody has to take, and when you're in that position, and he never expressed that to us, and you know, we're thrilled to have him here, and I know he's thrilled to be coming here, and we've had a lot of conversations, and we're really excited to work together.
How much input did Cliff have in the process, and how fired up is Cliff?
Cliff had a lot of input in the process, and he, you know, when we went out and did all the pro days, he was with us the whole time, and so we had a lot of time together to talk, just talk philosophy, talk quarterback play, just talk about the players, and so he was a very, very, very big fan of Jaden, like all of us, and he is extremely fired up.
Adam, the position in this town has, it's been like a, you know, just a revolving door. What about him do you think can solidify, like mentally, do you think he's prepared for, you're the second pick of the draft, you've got to solve this problem for us?
Yeah, he's been through the fire, he's been through adversity, and he's come out as well as you can come out, and you know, he's a Heisman winner, which is, it's a remarkable accomplishment in itself, but the way he became that is through, you know, battling through adversity, work ethic, just working harder than every person on the team, really. He, tell the story, but he's the guy that got the passcodes changed for the doors, you know, so he can come in early and he can stay late, you know, and that's, you know, that's him. That's not any God-given ability. That's just him wanting to be great. So, you know, he's faced adversity transferring schools. He didn't grow up, you know, like he wasn't, you know, he wasn't given anything. You know, you could tell he was raised with it really well. That's one thing that you can really tell by his work ethic, by the way he carries himself. And so, yeah, you could tell he was raised well, but he wasn't handed anything. He earned everything he's got.
And the one knock physically, or the question might be, for a guy who runs a lot, he's not huge, or have you talked, like, can you take a hit in the NFL? What was that process like?
Yeah, I think with any quarterback, not just Jaden, you want to tell him to get down, you know, not take the hit. Which is, if that's your biggest problem with somebody, then it's pretty good deal there. And so, you know, we'll encourage him to not take those hits, but he's so competitive. He's so tough. He got up every time. So, you know, no questions about his toughness or his durability. Just, I think, you know, wanting him to play 17 to 20 plus games every year. Want to make sure he takes care of his body, and we know he will.
Adam, kind of piggybacking off of Barry's question, your first time GM, Dan has waited to be a head coach again. This market starving for a franchise QB. What's your message to Jaden about how to handle the magnitude and the pressure that comes with it? I know you mentioned the Heisman thing, but the NFL is a completely different animal.
Yeah, I think he's gotten a taste of it this weekend, really. I mean, that the stuff he had to go through, you know, media-wise this weekend was a lot. And, you know, my message to him is just keep being himself, because that's what's gotten him here. And he's built to handle all this, and that's on and off the field. He's a very, very mature young man. He is a man. There's no doubt about it. That's what everybody assured me, is this is not a college kid. This is a man. And I heard that from Herm Edwards, Ryan Kelly, and you know, and I believe it by the interactions we've had with him. So he's built for this. We have a great team around him that will help him. You know, nobody can do this on their own, and we're going to do a great job of surrounding him with it, whatever he needs to handle everything, but he can do it.
Looking ahead to the second and third round, two of those picks coming in the first eight starting tomorrow, just how does this sort of set the tone, and how do you optimize the capital that you have in these next couple rounds?
Yeah, there's a lot of great players left. We're five picks tomorrow, so we're really excited. And so we recalibrated a little bit before I came in here, just talked about, you know, what we're going to try to accomplish tomorrow. And doing the draft on the East Coast, it starts way later. So we'll have a lot of time tomorrow, and it's not like I'm going to be sleeping until 2. So those days are over. But I never slept until 2, not even in college. But we'll have a lot of time tomorrow to really strategize and see, all right, these are the players left on the board. And there's a lot of really good ones still, and we're going to get a lot of really good players tomorrow and Saturday as well. We're excited.
A lot of good players left. A lot of reasons to be excited. Washington Commanders general manager Adam Peters certainly excited about the first draft pick he ever made as general manager in Jaden Daniels. I think there's plenty of reason to be excited. I thought listening to Daniels and Peters, I get why everybody's on board and excited.
Yeah, I listened to that this morning, and I was very impressed by the things he said. You know, I was waiting for the moment to ask you that question. Did you ever sleep until 2?
Me?
Yeah, you.
Yeah. Like college? Sure. Yeah. 2 is late. 2 is late, but I
you
mean.
You slept until 2.
Yes, I have. I think I could still sleep till like 8, 9 o'clock, no problem. Whereas a lot of my friends with kids, like my boy Papa's up at like 5 a.m. every day, no matter what.
I'm like that too, man. Got to get up and go.
Landfill, what is your preferred sleeping schedule if you had
all
to break
day.
It down?
All day.
No, he likes to watch television too.
I was
if he's not asleep.
Yeah, I mean, last week I was sleeping until like 2, 3 in the afternoon.
Wait, you sleep till 2 or 3 in the afternoon, stay up till
4, 6, something like that.
drink red wine and Coke and go back to sleep.
Yeah, gummy season.
Couple coffee, couple gummies. Jeff, what time do you wake up? I mean, your schedule's bananas.
Yo.
Okay, so.
It actually depends. During a week, I'm up by at least 6:30.
I find that incredibly hard to believe.
Me too. I don't believe that.
I know it sounds crazy, but like my parents used to have me up early as a kid. Like, so I've always been an early riser. I may feel a little tired, but my body not letting
you
stay in the bed.
You wake up, but you just don't start moving.
Nah, I wake up, I get out the bed, I still be tired, but I cannot sleep past 9 o'clock, if that.
I can. Here's the plan. A number of people on the stream say I look tired and I need a Celsius. I'm about to get one, all right? Also, CT.
And some vodka?
Nah. I got another 12, 1 a.m. night tonight.
Hey, me too? Who cares?
I get it, Brian. That's what makes you and me. I'd like to open the phone lines up. I believe fans
your horizon.
Should be very excited. But you can tell us however you feel. 800-636-1067. 800-636-1067. Jaden Daniels is the new quarterback of the Washington Commanders. How you feeling about it? Let's do this.